Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the podcast where business and industry connect. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, brought to you by BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing and advertainment for the energy and Christian marketplace.
Greetings, listeners. This is Mark Peters with BIC Alliance, and this is our March 2020 BIC Magazine issue preview. With me to discuss this issue is Dylan Krieger, Managing Editor of BIC. Well, Dylan, it seems like one of the biggest concerns for the energy industry right now is the extent that the coronavirus will have on China's economy, which is pushing energy prices down a bit. But otherwise, the petrochemical expansion appears to be continuing here on the Gulf Coast in the U.S. This March issue has some great information, and I'm looking forward to talking with you about it.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me, as always.
What are some of the articles that you worked on and really found of interest from this issue?
Well, our plant manager piece this time is on Sergio Portillo Matute. I think I'm saying that right. Sergio is site manager of Eastman's Texas City operations, and he talks a lot about the importance of seeing the big picture as a plant manager and setting the cultural tone for employees, which involves being an example for others when it comes to community involvement and also that work-life balance. He also talks about industry changes like generational turnover and transitioning to more of a circular economy with products as more focus is placed on recycling and repurposing those products. We also have a feature on page 16 about Enterprise starting up two new Texas plants. A cryogenic natural gas processing plant in Loving County and an isobutene dehydrogenation plant in Mont Belvieu. They've also added more pipelines for more efficient distribution of resources from the Delaware Basin. CEO Jim Teague says they're now looking ahead to complete the construction of their second propane dehydrogenation unit at the same site as the Mont Belvieu plant in 2023. We also have a feature on page 23 where API Chief Economist Dean Foreman talks about the positive outlook for the energy industry in 2020, specifically due to new technologies allowing companies to enter the market and innovate in new ways. But he does stress that in order for this progress to continue, the expansion of the Houston Ship Channel is definitely necessary.
There was an article I know that you were going to mention about the Texas oil and gas industry.
Yes, we did include a piece on the Texas Oil and Gas Association recently released a new report revealing that the Texas oil and gas industry paid a record amount of local and state taxes in 2019 at $16 billion. This means the industry is doing a better job than ever before at supporting education, transportation, and healthcare infrastructure throughout the state, sort of serving as a model for companies in other states to follow.
Well, the Texas oil and gas industry definitely has contributed a lot to the economy of Texas. On the front cover, we have Brand Safeway. What can you tell me about them and what topics do they cover in their editorial?
Well, Brand Safeway has been a major player in BIC for years, especially recently due to an impressive slew of acquisitions that have broadened their capabilities. This year, we're showcasing their cutting-edge 3D services that allow them to troubleshoot any potential issues or delays on projects before they happen. With this technology, they can shave days or weeks off of a project schedule as long as they're involved early enough in that process.
How about anything else in the issue that particularly interested you?
Well, in our first full-page profile spot, we feature American Chemistry Council President and CEO Chris John, who took the helm of the organization last October, but originally began his career on Capitol Hill. He touches on a couple of important issues that are by now familiar to our readers, probably, such as balancing the need to expand infrastructure with our responsibility to safeguard the environment, making new hires amidst a vast wave of retirements, and ensuring the U.S. stays dominant as a net exporter in the global marketplace. So that's a good one.
What did you see in this issue that surprised you?
Well, one feature I'd like to mention from the Oil and Gas Supply Chain Conference that was held recently in Houston, Shell explores how the energy industry has the potential to become a real force for good in the world as it adapts to this new generation's expectations for keeping companies more accountable about HS&E issues. So normally there's a little bit of trepidation for industry leaders when they talk about impending generational turnover, but Shell sees this next wave of workers as a real opportunity and a way to accelerate the industry's advancement.
Yeah, Shell has always been a very forward-looking company, to say the least. Safety issues, any that caught your eye?
Well, there's one last feature I'll mention. In a column from Carrie Siggins, we always feature her in our effective leadership column. We learned this time about how the Global Industrial Cleaning Coalition is seeking to eliminate water jet-related injuries and fatalities by standardizing basic global water jetting safety practices. So that's a good feature to check out. Another column talks about the importance of conducting insulation inspections in facilities to prevent those common injuries like slips and falls. Both of these articles really stress the correlation between safety and efficiency, just that we don't have to choose between these two, that they really go hand in hand, and you definitely need both in this industry to be successful.
Thanks, Dylan. The back cover this month is USA DeBusk, and their advertising that they have inside is discussing their capabilities for FCCU turnaround solutions, and they have a turnkey package with unit clearing and chemical clearing, hydro cutting, coke removal, hydro blasting, and hot catalyst remover. The other area that they offer a lot of expertise in is in coker plants or coker units, and they offer cleaning services for them and jet place replacement. One of the things that BIC is really noted for is the number of trade shows and events that we attend. And if you don't check it out, usually you should look at on page 10 this month, and we have BIC Attends, and you'll see some of the events that we attended during this issue, which include the Houston Area Safety Council, the Economic Alliance, Houston Port Region Gala, Underground Construction Technology up in Fort Worth, the Brock Leadership Summit in Orlando, Florida, ABC Greater Houston 2020 Inaugural Celebration, the Gulf Coast Industrial Expo in Gonzales, Louisiana, the Downstream Awards, the ACIT ABC Candidate Forum in Freeport, and the Stone Age Texas Customer Appreciation Event. Excuse me. And also on page 113, you'll see our event listings, which list all the events that we will try to cover and that we try to attend. We don't attend them all, but we have them for the next months. 3 months, March, April, and May, and it might give you an awareness of some events that you've missed that you would like to attend. One item we haven't mentioned yet in our podcast has been our BIC Alliance member listings. This is a listing of all the people that are members of the BIC Alliance. You become a member primarily through your support of BIC Magazine. It's a good place to go if you're looking for contact information on a wide variety of equipment and services. The columns that we have every month, I think, are pretty good examples of ways you can help improve your personal brand as you move up through your career. On page 118, this month we have the Career Corner with Dr. Shirley White. This month it's featuring the organizational brand, Crisis of Credibility. We have a column on a business update from Mansfield Marketing, focusing upon the fact that you need a sales plan before you start worrying about marketing and advertising. We have an update on page 121 from BIC Media Solutions. One of the things that BIC Media Solutions is going to be launching is a new TV series on senior living, which will be entitled Boomer Connections, and that'll be coming up in April. The IVS column on page 123 this month is by Thomas Brinsko, and it is using both strategic and financial buyers to optimize the sell price. If you have a company that you're looking to sell, IVS is a good resource to turn to and to discuss what your opportunities are. Then BIC Recruiting. BIC Recruiting right now, in a time with a low unemployment, is a great place for companies to go to take a look when they need jobs. The information is on page 126 and 127. The column is by Hazel Kasu, the president of BIC Recruiting, and the entitled Life is Short, Work Somewhere Awesome. Century Elevators recently used BIC Recruiting to expand its team and hired a couple of individuals through BIC Recruiting. So they've been a good resource for a lot of companies in the business right now. Then there's a nice column on page 116 by Lori LeBlanc, the Vice President of LMOGA, which is Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, and discusses the need that the U.S. has for oil and gas and why it always has been a very vital part of the economic lifeblood of this country and why it will be continuing to be a vital part of the economic lifeblood of this country. From the publisher letter on page 8 in this issue is by Thomas Brinsko, and his column is entitled Cultivating 2020 Vision, and what he says, the power of vision enables you to see a potential masterpiece and what others overlook or consider worthless. It also helps you discover things within yourself you never knew were there. It brings out the best in you. Having vision for your life gives you four things: direction, motivation, passion, and purpose. So it's definitely worth a read. There was a good forecast article on page 38. It's from the EIA, the forecast for continued American energy growth. It was taken from the 2020 edition of the Short-Term Energy Outlook, which includes the first-time energy forecast for 2021. The forecast that the U.S. will continue to be a net exporter of total crude oil and petroleum products and the energy-related CO2 emissions will decrease by 2% in 2020 and by 1.5% in 2021. They are also estimating that U.S. crude oil production should increase about 1.3 million barrel per day from 2018, and that production growth should continue, though slow a bit, in 2020 and 2021. Some projects that caught my eye was on page 40. There's an Ascend is finalizing plan for a $175 million project, which is going to expand their ADN capacity and reduce the site's environmental. This plant is over in Decatur, Alabama. Shell, the manager of continuous improvement for Shell Downstream, was considering the concept of what organizations need to do to embrace continuous improvement. And the best gap, as he explains, is applying PDCA, planning, doing, checking, and acting cycles. And in doing so, you can learn. In the end, he summarized by in the end that I don't think you can think of continuous improvement as a strategy. I see continuous improvement as an enabler of the strategy. It's a way to deliver whatever goal you have, whatever strategy you want to execute to make a business successful. On the same page, page 52, there's a good little feature article on five manufacturing trends to watch in 2020. And these were put together by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and they're all things that we've been hearing about, but will continue to be important this year. Number one was wearable technology. Second one is predictive maintenance. And the change here is it's pretty much moving to predictive maintenance 4.0 for industry. Is a method of preventing asset failure by analyzing production data to identify patterns and predict issues before they happen. Another one that we keep hearing about is 5G smart manufacturing. Virtual reality and augmented reality are really coming along in manufacturing, training, and so many different areas within industry. And then the final one is one that should be of great concern and is of great concern is cybersecurity. Good article on Chevron on page 57. And it's about a plant that they bought in Pasadena. And they said there was a lot of internal discussion at the time about how the plant is 100 years old. But in the discussion at the Industrial Procurement Forum recently held in Pasadena, Chevron doesn't have buyer's remorse. We knew what we bought. We strategically looked at where we wanted to go as a company. Chevron's focus areas are in the Permian Basin and the Deepwater Gulf. So this facility is perfect for what we were looking for. I think that, like I said, there's a lot of great information in the March issue. Make sure you pick it up, take a look at some of the articles we have discussed here, find anything that you find of great interest, and do let us know. We'd be glad to hear from you. Dylan, you got any final comments you would like to make upon the March issue?
I don't think so, Mark. We just look forward to bringing you more great content and industry updates in April.
Well, thank you, Dylan, and I can't wait to see the April issue, so get back to work, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Will do, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and updates. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing and advertainment for the energy and Christian marketplace.
BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing, edutainment, and advertainment for the business, industrial, and faith-related marketplace, helping industry partners produce meaningful media in the form of books, films, TV, videos, promotional events, and speaking opportunities. Our goal is to help you creatively communicate your message, not only to a specific audience, but to the masses. Let BIC Media Solutions tell your story. Call 1-800-460-4242.